NBC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The six construction workers missing after the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore are now presumed to have died. The bridge falling apart after being slammed by a cargo ship early Tuesday. The investigation goes on into what caused the crash, but the economic impacts of the bridge collapse are becoming clear.
More than $80 billion in cargo passes through this port every year, and now shipping and logistics companies are scrambling to find other options to move these massive containers. Shipping in and out of the port is suspended indefinitely through vessel traffic. Cruise ships that were supposed to leave from here are now rerouting to Virginia instead.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze in Baltimore. A Texas law that allows the state to arrest and deport possibly migrants suspected of being in the U.S. illegally will remain on hold for now, thanks to a new ruling today by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Only one winning ticket sold for last night's billion-dollar Mega Millions jackpot in the state of New Jersey. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court is letting a lower court ruling stand that a group of Amazon delivery drivers in Wisconsin should be classified as employees. The case is being watched closely for its impact on all kinds of different businesses. 20 elected officials across Wisconsin are urging Wisconsin Democrats to vote uninstructed on Tuesday. They're protesting President Biden's support for Israel's war in Gaza. Meanwhile, 6-12% of Wisconsin voters may go with one of the third party or independent candidates for president in November.
There's this sense that the American political system is broken and not listening to ordinary Americans. So there's lots of disenchantment.
Political scientist Kathy Kramer speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Some Amazon drivers are officially employees, not independent contractors, according to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. In a unanimous decision, the court said they should not have reviewed the case in the first place, upholding the ruling that drivers in the Amazon Flex program are part of the state's unemployment insurance system and are entitled to jobless pay if they are laid off. As a result of the upheld ruling, Amazon Logistics will likely have to pay an additional $200,000 or more in taxes. The Barron County Sheriff's Office has announced it received an anonymous tip about a possible threat at Prairie Farm School. According to a press release, the tip was called into the Speak Up, Speak Out Wisconsin tip line around 1:40 on Monday. Law enforcement authorities received the tip and phone data and conducted interviews, including one with the subject of the threat tip. After a thorough investigation, officials determined that the tip about a threat at the school was not true and there was no actual danger. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks lose in double overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks jumped out to an early lead, but somehow the Lakers came back to beat Milwaukee in five serve form, 128-124 in double overtime. Giannis Antetokounmpo at his locker after the loss.
Start of the game, we moved the ball really well side to side. I think in the last couple of minutes of the game, it was like one pass shot. Then Lee, I think they did a good job just, you know, playing great defense, switching, having us play one-on-one.
So the Bucks now head to New Orleans to play the Pelicans tomorrow night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Rockies 6-1 in their final game of spring training. Milwaukee actually finished above the 500 mark with a record of 16-14 in Cactus League action. They're off to New York to face the Mets tomorrow on opening day. Manager Pat Murphy on losing center fielder and leadoff man Garrett Mitchell to a broken left hand suffered over the weekend during batting practice.
Yeah, a fracture in his hand. He's getting an opinion right now with a hand specialist.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy with off and on light snow showers today. We won't see much in the way of accumulation, but the wind will be out of the west 15 to 25, and that could create some areas of blowing snow at times, especially in the rural areas. High today, 25. Tonight, light snow ending, clearing after midnight, low of 12. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dudad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Thursday morning on Up North News Radio, our Women Win Wisconsin spotlight on another local leader trying to make a big difference by running for state legislature.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Party, man.
Yeah, brother, like
it. Stop it.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. You know, it's a bit...
Yeah, it definitely is a little bit of a chill from yesterday.
Yeah, well, and it's supposed to, you know, disappear and get into the 40s. I mean, man, April is around the corner, right?
Yeah, we're less than a week away.
Yeah, so April is around the corner. I was looking around and I was wondering, you know, we had those extremely warm months of December and February and I was, you know, some early March and I was hoping that April would be extremely warm and, you know, kind of keep up with those warm months that we had. And as it turns out, April is going to be kind of a normal month in the Midwest. They project, this is how bad it's gotten, man. You know, seven days of April will be in the 40s. It's amazing that they can, you know, project those things.
And yeah, that is crazy.
And they're pretty good with it. 16 days will be in the 50s and 8 days in the 60s. So, you know, that's at least hopeful. They didn't mention any 30s and 20s like we are dealing with now. But anyway, man, I got a lot to talk about as always. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. So we've got a lot of things to talk about, Calvin. Let me ask you, man, what kind of milk do you drink?
I don't really drink a whole lot of milk, but if I'm going to drink it, 2%.
Oh, but you drink cow's milk.
Yeah.
You know, phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. I stopped drinking. I couldn't drink cow's milk. Something happened by the time, I don't know if it's once we age, but I just got to a point where my body just could not tolerate cow's milk. And so, you know, for a long, long time, I just moved away from milk. And you know, so they created something called plant-based milk. Have you ever heard of those?
Yeah, like almond milk or soy milk?
Yeah, and those kinds of milks. And so it gave me an opportunity, man, to drink milk again. You know, couldn't eat a bowl of cereal. for years because my body would reject milk. 844-967-2789 is the number. What kind of milk do you drink? Or have you kind of given up on drinking milk? I know as a young boy, you know, milk was essential, right? To build teeth, strong bones. You know, every time you turned around, it was conversations about why it was important for you to drink milk. And so I got to a point in my life where, you know, for decades, I could no longer drink milk. And then, you know, these plant-based milks came out. And so I began to drink milk again. But here's a little something that I found interesting. Dairy versus plant milk, who wins? 844-967-2789. What kind of milk do you drink? This is in today's Washington Post. Are you team dairy or team plant? Across the globe, more people favor dairy, but plant milks made from almonds, soy, oats, and more are gaining popularity. Eating Lab columnist Ahmad O'Connor wanted to find out how dairy and plant milks compare across several categories, including nutrition, heart health, environmental impact, and even how well they can froth for your coffee. Graphics journalist Aaron Stechberg created an entertaining matchup on a virtual basketball court. Sometimes dairy gets a slam dunk. Sometimes plant milk scores an easy layup. And sometimes it's a jump ball. Now, to see how, you know, how this turns out, you know, my wife is a person who clearly there are all these different kinds of plant-based milk. And if I make the mistake of, getting the wrong plant-based milk, there's a price to be paid in my house. You know, some have sweeteners in them. Clearly, others don't have any. Some have vanilla in them. Others don't have any. But you just get to a point where cow's milk has all the nutrients needed to promote the growth of a calf. Now, listen to these, including calcium, potassium, B12, riboflavin, and phosphorus. But listen to what they said. Cow's milk has all the nutrients needed to promote the growth of a calf. You know, not a human being, but of a calf. Vitamins in plant milk vary widely. Let me finish this. And most dairy milk sold in America is fortified with additional vitamins, including vitamin D, which milk producers have been adding to cow's milk since the 1930s to prevent children from developing rickets, a disease that weakens bones. Vitamins in plant milk vary widely. In one study of the 233 plant-based milks, including almond, oat, rice, cashew, flax, and soy milk, researchers found 70% were fortified with both calcium and vitamin D. And I will tell you, if you don't pay attention to what's on the labels in these plant-based milks, what's in it, what's not in it, we're at the point where we just, these new things come on the market. I'm as guilty as anybody. Before I read this article, you know, I would take my plant milk, and the only thing I use milk for is if I decide to have a bowl of cereal, which is pretty rare. But after reading some of the things that are in plant-based milks, you just kind of, you know, start realizing we take too many things for granted. Now, I don't know if it's just me, but I've talked to many other older Americans whose bodies just can't accept, you know, cow's milk anymore. I forgot the term that's used. Lactose intolerant is what it is. And so something happens where our bodies can no longer accept, you know, regular dairy milk. And so we're forced to go to all these different plant-based milks. And so, you know, fiber is one of those things that's good for the gut and heart and immune systems. Yet most people aren't getting enough of it. And you won't find any fiber in cow's milk. So the older we get, the clearly, man, the more, you know, our guts are as critically important to our health and well-being as almost any aspect of our bodies. And yet we take that for granted. You know, the more I've kind of tried to pay more attention to, you know, my physiology as I've aged, the more I've found out that the key to a lot of it is your gut and what happens in your gut. And if you get your gut right, for the most part, everything else will be right. But working hard to try to keep that in order is more than a notion. Now, you will find modest amounts of fiber in these plant-based milks, but none in regular milk. Some oat milk brands contain 2 to 3 grams of fiber per serving. Soy, almond, and some other plant milks have smaller amounts. You know, I don't know, maybe I'm the only person who's having that issue, but I really doubt it. Since every little bit of fiber will help you reach your daily needs, it's important that you make sure that the milk that you are drinking, especially the plant milk, does have fiber. 844-967-2789 is the number. We're going to talk about a multitude of things this morning, and I'm so excited about some of them. One of the things that we're going to talk about shortly is, Calvin, you know, I didn't know an individual person or citizen could sell Bibles and market selling Bibles. Well, I guess if companies can sell Bibles, individuals can sell Bibles. But, Calvin, I didn't know that the devil could sell them. Anyway, 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789. We're going to talk about Donald Trump selling Bibles. We'll return.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM Hayward.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before we went to break, I was, you know, talking about, you know, what kind of milk you drink, if you still do. And, you know, plant-based milk or dairy or cow's milk, and there's a distinct difference between the two. Let's go to Carmella from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Carmella. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning. I say about the cow's milk versus plant-based. I learned a very hard lesson about 6 years ago. I perforated an ulcer, and I had to relearn how to eat and get nutrition in my body. So I had to visit a nutritionist, and that was one of my topics. And I even brought in, she was big on labels. So I bring in a carton of, I think it was almond milk. Right. And I'm like, yeah, you know, it has this, it has, you know, this vitamin, that vitamin. She's like, well, are you allergic to milk? Do you have a problem? Can you tolerate it? Regular cow's milk? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, stick with cow's milk. She said it has protein. It has A, B, it may not have fiber, vitamin D is important. And she said a lot of these other ones, like you were talking about, they might have a little bit of this or a little bit of that, or some of them have fiber. But overall, you would be better off sticking with just cow's milk.
Well, you know,
nutritionally worse.
Well, you know, if, you know, I mean, there are a lot of people who are lactose intolerant. And I'll tell you, you know, and I can't remember exactly when I became lactose intolerant, but my body does not tolerate dairy and cow's milk anymore. And I know I'm not alone. I know a lot of people who can no longer drink, you know, dairy milk. And it's one of the reasons why they develop these other alternatives. But, you know, no question, your body, we developed our bodies, our bones, our teeth, and our systems on that dairy milk. And so there was if you don't have any problem, you know, with accepting it, I understand that. You know, why would you want to change? But so many people have such a difficult time digesting it and the damage that it does to our stomachs. You don't have that, apparently, but at least you were able to have the conversation and the dialogue, and unfortunately, it took for you to have an ulcer before, you know, that happened.
Correct. And also, again, it has to be individualized. Like, I was also lacking in vitamin D, and, you know, so when you're having this conversation, you know, they did blood work. Okay, here's your level of vitamin D. We need to bump that up. So, of course, it has to be customized for the individual. And a lot of people may not realize that they're low in vitamin D or whatever else,
so,
or
know,
that they need more protein.
So, Carmella, you bring me to a point where, and I'm finding this out from in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar that we have on every Thursday at 9 o'clock. you don't know what's going on in your bodies. When we have blood drawn by the doctor, there's so many different tests that can be run on the blood that they draw, but they only take certain, they only run certain tests. And unless you know what you are deficient in, we can go through our entire lives not even knowing what we're deficient in. I'm iron deficient. You know, I never knew it until the times that I go to donate blood. And then the date that I'm ready to donate the blood or the time I'm ready to donate the blood, they take the test and say, oh, well, your iron count is too low. Well, there's no way to tell any of those things unless, you know, doctors are brought to their attention in all of these different blood tests. I'm sure when you had that ulcer, they ran a myriad of tests, which you found out a lot of things about your health, right?
I found out, I never knew they could test your blood for inflammation. It's called C-reactive protein. I'm like, what is this? And they're like, oh yeah, that level's high. What are you talking about?
I know.
So when I said educated, I really got educated, and I still am learning. You know, 6 years later, you know, I just saw my doctor a couple of days ago, and I was bringing up the same thing. Well, what does this mean? You know, and I'm looking in my chart going, I have no idea what that means. And it's like a foreign language.
You know.
So, yeah.
I will say to you, Carmella, and thank you, Carmella, and thank you for calling. But you should tune in tomorrow at 9 o'clock and listen to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar. He is a breath of fresh air, and the information that he brings to us is life-saving, no question. Thank you very much for the call. You know, Calvin, you don't forget things, do you? You're a young guy, man. You don't forget things.
Well, it depends. I'm not the best with dates or not the greatest with names, but I have a pretty good memory for a lot of other things.
So wait a minute. You're not the greatest with dates, man? You mean you're as bad off as Joe Biden and Donald Trump?
Oh, no, not that.
Oh,
not quite that bad.
Well, so what happens is, as we've aged, you know, and I'm on the radio 5 days a week, and, you know, you get on the air, and Calvin, there'll be times I'll ask you, what is that? And I know what it is that I'm thinking, but I can't go into my brain and pull out the question or the word that I'm looking for. And sometimes we panic, you know, we start as we've aged, and we determine that, uh-oh, this is it. I'm starting to have early stages of Alzheimer's and early stages of dementia. Not so. Not the case. You know, how your memory really works and how it changes as you age is a topic that we're going to get into in the next few minutes. So don't go anywhere. 844-967-2789 is the number. You know, you're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump will hold his first Wisconsin rally of the presidential campaign on Tuesday. His campaign says Trump will visit Green Bay on the day of the state's presidential primary election. Wisconsin's a battleground state, and the Marquette poll says only 2% of voters in Wisconsin have not made up their minds. President Biden's campaign co-chairman is in La Crosse and Wausau today talking about boosting the economy with infrastructure projects.
Billions of dollars have been sent down from Joe Biden to the governor and to the mayors and to communities like this that have helped, you know, change people's lives.
Mitch Landrieu spearheaded the president's trillion-dollar infrastructure plan. He met with mayors in Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. City of Duluth officials are warning residents that they will soon be paying more for water. According to a Northern News Now report, the cost of water will rise by just over 9% each year for the next 4 years, resulting in each resident paying an average of nearly $13 per billing period as opposed to $4.50 they pay now. City officials say that price hikes are necessary for infrastructure upkeep, particularly at the Lakewood Water Treatment Plant. Utility officials have a number of projects planned. The identities of the suspect and victim of a Duluth homicide have been revealed. 25-year-old Dale Howard was arrested and charged with second-degree murder after allegedly killing his girlfriend, 27-year-old Alyssa Volan. According to the Duluth Police Department, neighbors heard Volan crying in Howard's apartment, and when police arrived, they found Volan dead with Howard in the bedroom of the apartment. Howard allegedly also violated a domestic abuse no-contact order with Volan that was issued on March 12th. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Matt Nair on air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second showbiz beat. Okay, romantics, season 28 of The Bachelor is in the books, and tabloids, including the New York Post, are calling the finale absolutely jaw-dropping. Apparently no one saw Bachelor Joey Grazadeh handing a rose and proposing to the finalist who said yes. See, jaw-dropping would have been the appropriate headline if she said no. But instead, this season ended like the previous 27 seasons, in routine, jaw-dropping fashion. Here's hoping they last until the premiere of season 29. Say what you want about reality TV, but they are making strides in diversity. The Hollywood Reporter says The Bachelorette will have an Asian-American lead for the first time. 25-year-old Jen Tran has been selected for the show's 21st season to fend off prospective husbands. Tran was eliminated from this season of The Bachelor, but sometimes 15 minutes of fame comes with a snooze alarm. Good luck, Jen. We hope you find TV love. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with off and on light snow showers today. We won't see much in the way of accumulation, but the wind will be out of the west 15 to 25, and that could create some areas of blowing snow at times, especially in the rural areas. High today, 25. Tonight, light snow ending, clearing after midnight, low of 12. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 13.
Nightline with Pete Schwabe.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights, 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How your memory really works and how it changes as you age. You know, it's when you have a loved one who's passed from dementia or Alzheimer's, as I had with my mother. And as we start to age, you begin to panic when you, you know, when you go upstairs, as I have, unfortunately, too many times, you have it in your mind what you're going upstairs for. And you get upstairs and you pause for a second and you wonder, what did I, why did I come up here? And then your mind starts to playing tricks on you and you begin to get worried because we've been reading more and more about the ravages of dementia and Alzheimer's. And we have loved ones and we know people who have contracted these diseases. And it's always, you know, when you're in the latter years of your life. And make no mistake about it, they're horrific. The person you knew doesn't remember you. And you can only, you know, your heart just breaks. Well, when you start thinking because you forgot something, I'm on the radio 5 days a week. And there are times that I forget, you know, something. My mind has to be able to react pretty quickly if I'm on the air to questions and to other thoughts of others. And so you have to rely on your mind working, you know, a little bit quicker when you're doing what I'm doing. But make no mistake about it, you know, that's while I'm doing radio. But when I'm doing ordinary activities in my life, you just forget. And I had been fearing that it was the ravages of Alzheimer's and dementia coming. But as it turns out, a lot of that is as we've aged, we've got so much in our lives that we've experienced. And so our minds, you know, are trying to compartmentalize all of these things. And then you have to try to recall it. There are different segments of your brain, of your brain that compartmentalizes all these different things. And, you know, I'm not a doctor, but the more I read about these different things, it's normal. Let's do this. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. Who is that? Good morning, Susan. How are you?
I am fine. Hey, believe me, I'm in your age group and I go through the same thing, but I've done what you've done and I've read up on it and it's normal. It's normal because we have so much that we have experienced and we have met so many people in our life, it's almost impossible to remember everything. And yes, I have the same problem that you have. But I want to tell you, besides, when we get onto this milk issue, there are these alternatives, but there's also one alternative that people don't talk about too much, and that's goat's milk. Goat's milk is not like cow's milk. And if you don't want to eat drink a soybean milk or any of that type of milk, you might want to go into goat's milk.
Really?
And one more thing. Yes. Yeah. You should investigate that.
Yeah, I will.
The only reason why is because I've had allergies in my family. I'm allergic. I'm like you. I'm anemic. I don't process iron very well.
I'm anemic.
In my body.
Yes. I'm same way. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so when I was a child, they already diagnosed this on me. And they actually gave me molasses to drink. They would take two, but you can't do this because you're just allergic to milk. but they took 2 teaspoons of molasses and you put it in your milk and you drink it up. It tastes kind of like a chocolatey thing. But also apples are high in iron, and delicious apples are the highest in iron. So you may want to turn over and just eat an apple a day, keeps the doctor away.
You know, solve the problem for you. Well, you know what, Susan? Maybe Calvin, instead of having, you know, Omar the pharmacist on, giving us a, maybe we need to find a way and find a Susan, you know, the nutritionist. But Susan, thank you very much for the call. Always really appreciate it. Let's go to David from San Francisco. Hey, good morning to you, David. You say what?
How are you, Earl? You know, I heard there was a study like a couple of years ago that claimed that when you walk through a door, your mind can't quite register, and you were like 99% certain to forget the purpose of why you walked through that door. So you don't necessarily have to take it personal. It's just an aspect of our consciousness, apparently.
Well, you know, David, go ahead.
Well, I walked through a door the other day, though, and I realized that Donald Trump is the kindest, warmest, most perfect person in the entire world, and I don't know why.
What door was that? The door to hell?
Well, that was the a line from the Manchurian Candidate. Right.
Hey, David, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. You know, we should really not worry. There are times, don't get me wrong, there clearly are times that you should worry when you forget things. Like leaving things on the stove, you know, and leaving things in the oven, and where these things can become dangerous. That, you know, I'm not a doctor, again, far from it. But I do know, you know, as we age, our memories, even though our brains, we only use 10% of our brains in our entire life, there are different parts and different compartments to the brain for different kind of uses. And the memory aspect of it is something altogether different. Let's go to Tom from LA. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. You know, Earl, it's just like you have 5 different topics in an hour, and that can be kind of hard to remember what it was that we started off with. I'm going to put everyone's mind a little bit at rest assured. I know that since I was 10 years old, I have always forgotten things where I've gone into a room or I've said, Mom, where's my shoes or whatever it is, and they're right below me. There's a little bit of ADHD that is going on inside of this, and I'd recommend everyone go to Tom Hartman's website and check out Hunter in a Farmer's World, because the things that make you who you are and the things that make it where you you know, might have ADHD as an example, are the things that make you really, really great and creative and do the things that you do. It's not the best when you're trying to, you know, remembering 5 things, because, you know, it's like you're like a dog. It's like you see a squirrel, you know, your head,
right, turns,
and you might forget about what it was that you did before that. So, you know, I'd say rest assured, everyone. I mean, I know I'm getting older and everything, but honestly, I forgot about these things years ago. And I think, honestly, you're going to see more and more of this all the time, because so much stimuli that is out there, you know, in the country.
Well,
in the world.
Well, Tom,
you got iPhones, now you got this, that. I mean, different stories, everything. It's you know, swiping and everything.
Right. Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call, man. Always on point. Let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. Hey, my good friend.
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Earl. So, hey, I heard the same thing about walking through a door, and it seemed to have some kind of a scientific basis. So, yeah, I was glad to hear David from California on that. Also, I think our haste in life and, Tom's address of ADHD, there's something to that. So, you know, thinking about mindfulness and just plain slowing down. And also as a preventive, the more we can learn about lifestyle medicine, you know, the nutrition and the activity, exercise, adequate sleep and stress reduction can be good preventive. And, you know, I think I might call in and ask Dr. Omar's opinion tomorrow, just, you know, what he has to say about prevention of these concerns. Because I think they're on everybody's mind, and so we need to relieve ourselves a little bit.
You know, Mary, and I always say this, and I want people to hear it. You know, I don't know, 5 years or so ago, I was doing radio, and you called, and we were neighbors, and I was forgetting, you know, an inordinate amount of the time, and I just was having trouble remembering simple things. And you said to me, coconut oil. Do you remember that? Mary?
You put this coconut oil in your hot soup. You know, I do it every day.
So I started putting the coconut oil in coffee. Mm-hmm. It's been 5 years now. And my memory is better than it had been long before I started putting coconut oil in my coffee. There's something about coconut oil and the relationship with that and memory. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, definitely. It's out there on the web. If people take a look at Bulletproof Coffee, you know, the information is out there.
It's certainly.
Thanks for the address.
Well, thank you. You know, it certainly, you know, changed things, you know, from my perspective, and my memory has gotten better. So there are things that you can do. We don't have to accept it. You know, the fact that as we age, you know, things change. 844-967-2789. When we come back, Calvin, you and I are going to, maybe we need to order the Donald Trump Bible. There's got to be something in the Donald Trump Bible that's different than the average Bibles. 844-967-2789. Got to get the Donald Trump Bible. We'll talk soon.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she had just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal. Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Calvin, you know, Donald Trump is the kind of guy who has no shame. So, you know, the Donald Trump tennis shoes, he knew he was going to get some fallout from that, right? But he did it anyway, right? And so he's a huckster. So, you know, Donald Trump steaks, Donald Trump water, Donald Trump air. I guess next he'll be selling Donald Trump air. But in this instance, Donald Trump, this morning I watched him as he was, you know, trying to or getting ready to sell Donald Trump Bibles. And I couldn't help but, you know, this is the Holy Week, of Christians. And so Donald Trump, the guy who, you know, had the Bible upside down and turned around backwards the last time I saw him with a Bible in his hand, has decided, well, I know what I'll do. It's the Holy Week. I know what, you know, people are, Christians are, you know, preparing, you know, for, you know, the resurrection. And so I know what I'll do. I'll sell them Bibles. So Donald Trump is selling Bibles. And so, you know, there are people who weighed in on it. Former Representative Liz Cheney, a Republican from Wyoming, took aim at former President Trump for launching an initiative to sell Bibles on Tuesday and encouraged him to read what the Bible says about adultery. First, you know, Donald Trump is, you know, struggling with having to face the payoff of Stormy Daniels. He's going to wind up in court. And so, you know, she's challenging him. Well, you're talking about Christianity and you're talking about the Bible and people praying. And I saw Donald Trump and I saw him say this. America needs more prayer. And that's what we need. We need more prayer. Well, I'll say this, Donald Trump. You know, yes, prayer matters and prayer works, I believe, and a lot of people pray. But maybe you ought to try it. You know? Because if you believed in the things you are talking about right now, you would change your life. And things and money wouldn't be your God. If you really believed in that Bible that you're selling, you know, maybe Liz Cheney is right. Maybe you ought to read it first. You know, there's some things in there that will change you and then change your life. 844-967-2789 is the number. And Liz Cheney, and read it, including Exodus 20:14. Cheney added, referring to the verse that commands, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." In his latest effort to raise funds, Trump pitched this God Bless USA Bibles, which he is selling. Now, I don't believe that the God and the creator of the heavens and the earth and the fullness thereof only blesses one nation. If he created all creation and the entire world, why would he only bless one nation? So, Trump, God bless the USA Bibles, which he is selling in partnership with country music musician Lee Greenwood ahead of Good Friday and Easter Sunday. So, I mean, he really is. So he announces this a few days before Good Friday and a few days before Easter. And so people who are in the mood will wind up purchasing these Bibles. Now, you know, they're $60. And so I didn't know that, you know, you could, I guess you, anybody can sell Bibles. I guess there's no law against it. If you're out selling Bibles for profit. But that's really another one of those things that makes you stop and pause and say, you know, to what grounds will he go? How low can he go? He knows that there are people who are Christians who believe in him, and unfortunately sometimes they believe more in him than they should any man. You know, to elevate any man above the creator and the creation is foolhardy. But Donald Trump has figured out a way to get people to believe in him as if he is somehow standing in the place of Christ. That's dangerous territory any way you cut that. But Donald Trump has no worries about those things while he's alive and while he's with us. But make no mistake about it. Donald Trump will meet his day, as we all will. And he'll have to explain at some given time to someone, I believe, of the things that he's done. And this hustle about selling Bibles, you know, right now, right before Good Friday and Easter, is one of those things he's going to pay a price for. 844-967-2789. Up next, Dr. Craig of Citizen Action and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Rescue crews have halted their operations in Baltimore at the site of the now-collapsed Key Bridge.